Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. Today is National Prime Rib Day, and you know, that's a celebration I want to take part in.
Yeah, me too, Tony. There's nothing I love more than a delicious Texas-grown prime rib, and it happens to be one of my favorite cuts. All these we have a lot of these fun food holidays, you know, National Apple Pie Day, Banana Split Day, and that's all in good fun, but it's a great way to spotlight some of the great agriculture products coming right out of Texas.
How do we do that?
Well, as a Texan, I love to sit down to a plate of, you know, meat and taters. Tonight, I'm going for prime rib in honor of today's festivities. Prime rib is a cut from the center of the rib section, Tony, and it's tender and it's flavorful, and it's a great cut of meat.
Now, I'm hardcore meat and potatoes, but I also want some healthier options. What's beef got to offer?
Well, you know, everything in moderation, I guess. But, Tony, if you're looking for some healthier options in your diet, lean red meat is a great choice. We know that beef is a great source of 10 essential nutrients. We're talking about protein, zinc, vitamin B12, and a lot of others.
Is it hard to find?
Well, pardon the pun, Tony, but the beef industry is changing to meet the demand. And you'll find about two-thirds of the meat now offered will be considered lean. Some of the leaner cuts include top sirloin and tenderloin. The options are really endless. And try to go find a Go Texan mark when you're at the meat counter so that you can get some of the beef grown right here in the Lone Star State.
Which honestly is where most of it comes from.
That's true.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.